find a way to wire up Facebook Live in here, because the off-air stuff is, it's been compelling today. It's being totally honest, because I was planning shows, or helping to plan shows all week for Detroit. I didn't do much planning for today, but you can probably tell a little bit. Before the larger topic here, some off-air discussion to get to. One, does anybody have any comments about the Oscars last week?
A lot of velvet jackets or velour, whatever they were. I don't know what's going on there. There's a lot of that.
Like, did you watch it?
Yeah. Until I went to bed.
All right. Can somebody explain, like, the popularity of the Oscars or any awards show for that matter?
I actually have no clue. Like, I've never watched them.
I mean, it's recognition of your hard work. Like,
but,
it's
your hard work. How about the $22 million check you got paid? Like, I don't understand why we as regular people are so enamored watching rich people pat themselves on the back and give themselves awards for
pretending to be somebody else.
Right, that's true. But I mean, you got the NBA championship, and then you have that award. I mean, but you earn it.
But that's a tournament. You know, that's true. Those are playoffs. That is something that you've earned. When you bring a bunch of people together and give them all golden statues as they all drive up in Bentleys and things like that, and go, "Oh my God, I'm so happy to give you this award."
Who are you wearing?
Rich, yeah. Like, you know, no, as regular people, I can't go to, like, Men's Warehouse and say, "Hey, I'm going to go to a wedding. If you could just give me a suit."
Right.
I'll occasionally say Men's Warehouse out loud in the wedding. So we're cool, right? I don't have to give you anything.
It was one of the lowest rated Oscars ever, I believe. And I think it's because some of the movies weren't all that. I think I read that it was Apollo 13. That was the right. The Red Apollo, right?
Mm. Yeah.
If adjusted for inflation, it made like $700 million. And the top three earners for Best Picture this year earned like a quarter of that. So, but Dee, you bring up a good point. And Demarius, yeah, to your point, like, we've always been enamored with things that were not. It's escapism to a degree. And to your right. point is totally valid. But I compare it a little bit to, well, why don't we pay teachers more? And teachers and firefighters and people like that mm-hmm. should be paid more. But we don't want to televise. Like, millions of people don't turn on that stuff as they do Sundays for a football game or to watch right. LeBron against Steph in the finals. So it's about what money you bring in. But you're right. I mean, I don't have to watch the Oscars. I enjoyed some of the. In fact, I didn't watch the show, but I did see Three Billboards late last week, mm-hmm. and it was a good movie. Maybe as I've gotten older, some of my tastes in movies have changed, or these movies have been more contemporary, or maybe it's a combination of both.
It's like when you see those people with that, and they're having like a runway show, and it looks like something you would never see walking down the street. That's how I feel like some of these movies are. Like, meh. Like, it's not, yeah. they make it a big deal. But
like, the movies that I love
really
didn't
cares.
Make the Oscar talk. Yeah. John Wick 2. Like, all, like,
you drive right. ratings for the Razzies.
Exactly. But, I mean, those are, like, legit entertaining films. When somebody, like, comes at me and they're like, "Well, you just didn't get the undertone of The Shape of Water."
Right. I'm right. like, I don't know why.
The undertone that I got is that this lady likes to bang fish.
Yeah.
Like, that's weird yeah. to me.
It was a good movie.
Like, I don't know the deepness of it. And yeah. maybe I'm not deep. But, and like, I don't maybe, care. Like, but I'll yeah. never wear that either.
It's, you know? Like, the snobby, elitist level of appreciation of art. It's like if somebody wheeled out a bunch of the best paintings from the art museum. Like, it would be kind of boring. I think it's just ingrained in our culture. But as you saw, the ratings were pretty low. Demarius?
Right. What about Get Out? Get Out was a fantastic movie. And Jordan Peele won that award. Like, he earned it. And it was original. It was an original screenplay. Like, he yeah. came up with himself.
Yeah.
And it was a great movie. A lot of people liked it. And it was contemporary. Like, for my age group,
sure.
I loved it. You know?
It appealed to all. And it was
right.
people who were trying to break down the fact that there wasn't, like, a Best Picture front runner had said, since there's not, Get Out has a real good chance to win.
Right, yeah.
And Jordan Peele did get an award, so that's awesome. A couple of things, off-air things. George's has great pizza.
Yes.
So yeah. does Gino's. I love Gino's. I'm sorry. Gino's is amazing. Yes!
Really?
Get yes. it, girl.
And Home Slice. The best of Toledo.
Yeah.
You know.
Best of Toledo.
George's pizza is really good.
I gotta
yes,
try George's pizza.
Yeah. Mediterranean pizza is the bomb. Like, I kid you not. It's amazing. It's amazing.
I gotta do this. I gotta put it on my pizza place list. Demarius, we also learned that you love Pink.
Yeah, she's the artist.
She's up in Detroit at the end of the month.
I was just there.
March 25th. Well, I guess you gotta go back.
So what? She was not there. I was there.
So you're saying that I missed her? Did I drive by her or something? Oh, my God. I was in Detroit. You got a grandma in Detroit? I can't believe I didn't see your grandma in Detroit. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You did make that seem like you were like, this place was so hard to get to, and there's really no chance of you going back. I was just in...
Right, that's hilarious.
I was in Vegas a week after the shooting. Well, I feel awful for you.
Oh, my God. Right, I was just there. Really? Were you just there?
March 25th at the Little Caesars Arena. What's another note here? Oh, there is a new strip club that I didn't know about.
Oh, I don't know. I don't
know if it's new or not, but it's on Main Street and it's past the docks.
She accidentally went to it, and I'm like, oh, I saw it like glancing over because there's like a lady bending down, like the bend and snap, but it's on a billboard.
Right. I was trying to go to this party, but it was at the docks and I didn't know. And this was like the closest party that there was people standing outside. It was like bouncers. So I'm like going in.
That looks like someplace I go. Looks like a party.
Exactly. I'm looks like a party.
Right. It's a line to get.
So I'm just like, hey, let me just go get in real fast. So I walked in and they're like, hey, can we see your license? Because I look really young. Like if you know me, like I look like
14. How old are you?
14. I'm 23.
Okay.
So I walk in and they're like, hey, let me see your license. They check it and they're like, I don't think you're in the right place. So I'm like looking over and I like see these strippers dancing. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, wow, I didn't know
this. Is that kind of party?
Right? Yeah, exactly. And he was like, you're not at the right place, but hey, if you ever want a job, just come back. I'm like, wait, what? Wow. Did you just hire me on the spot? But wait, yeah, it was great.
When was this?
This was like February, like first, oh, okay. Like right, the beginning of February.
What do you say?
Like,
do you have any bullet holes or C-section scars?
Right, yeah, like,
what? You're hired.
Don't go rolling over there with your 2018 Elantra because they you don't need a job then.
Right, exactly.
We didn't get to the story that I wanted to share, but we will. That'll be in the final segment, 9:38 with the morning after. We're on here every Saturday morning from 8 to 10, Q105, Q1055.com for lots of podcasts of this show. And make sure you like the new Facebook page, Eric D. and the fam.
Hit us up on the web at Q1055.